Hi everyone, and welcome to Video Gaming is Good. This is episode 20. I'm your host, Darren, aka Ammo, and...
I'm Lee, aka Sclosa.
And thanks for joining us once again. Please remember that we are not pros, so this won't be done in any great fashion or anything flashy, I guess. We're just the two ugliest guys on the internet who thought, hey, why not do something for the hell of it and have a laugh while we're doing so.
There you go. Number 20.
Yeah, that sounds like a milestone to us. Well, not much we can say. Wish we had a cake or something, but I guess we don't. Anyway, on that, we'll go straight into the news. And first one, as usual, is for Lee.
Okay, this article is called A Long Game Isn't a Better Game. Okay, and the article goes on about how there's been this sort of everlasting debate over whether the game should be long or it should be fairly short but awesome in that amount of time. And, you know, it's got a fairly good argument to it, saying that people, you know, they generally want, you know, 5 hours of excellent game, not 30 hours of rubbish. Points a few fingers, namely at RPGs, and I'm going to, you know, I love Metroid, but Metroid Prime, that is so guilty of this. It's just, you got to trek all the way through the enchanted caverns of bees or something, get something, then you got to bring it back, and then you got to backtrack, and it's just backtracking the whole game. It's just backtracking through, and I feel it's just filling up time, you know, and it irritates me. But, you know, it's a good article. You should read it. You know, do you think things are too short, too long nowadays? I mean, personally, GTA 3 was good length, I thought, but, like, you know, there was a lot of filler missions, you know, where you just sort of go around and, you know, escort this person around, and... So, yeah, I don't know. It's a good article, but, yeah, it's a puzzler, you know? What about you, Emma?
Oh, well, just taking a gander at this article, but, from what Lee just pointed out there, you know, a long game isn't exactly a better game in some circumstances, especially if the game kind of goes, repeats itself after a while, you know, on and on and on doing the same thing. I'm not so sure how many games could be considered really long these days, because there's a big push towards graphics more than longevity from what I've seen recently. Everything's getting whole... better looking and nicer and all that, but no one's really paying attention to giving the game its length so that once you finish it, you'll be satisfied that it wasn't too short and maybe there's a replay value to come back to it in the end. Yeah, some games, if they're really long, yes, I can understand how they're just, what is the word for it? You could say boring, or just you just can't be bothered finishing it. I know I've been guilty in that retrospect for certain games. Like, you know, the game I played, well, I want to play it just to finish it, because that's the particular goal of any gamer these days, is to play a game and finish it. But if it just seems to go on and on, or you're not really a big fan of a certain game, you could just forget about it and not really, you know, wish to finish it in the end. I guess probably, for example, one game that I felt like that was Doom 3 that I played a while back then. Now, we all know it looked great and everything, besides the point it was everything, it was in black, and you couldn't mount your torch on a weapon, you know, how dumb is that?
Yep.
But it just felt the same of, you know, going through enclosed corridors or, you know, wherever you are, and, you know, there's always a monster behind this wall or there's someone down here, whatever. And it just felt the same thing on and on again. And even though I don't know if it was long or short, because honestly I didn't finish it, but the thing is that it did get a bit repetitive. And if it was long, I don't think I would have even bothered to stay to finish it, because it's just the same thing over and over again, and in a way that kind of did make it feel longer than I wished it was.
I couldn't finish that game because I just get too scared.
What, from all the blackness?
Well, yeah, you know, you walk into a room, there's a shadow, you like approach it carefully, and then blah, some monster thing will come leaping out and scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, no, more than one occasion, I think, got scared of my own shadow in that game too. So that's kind of a frightful thought.
On to you.
Yeah, on to me. We've had enough talking about this long game stuff. My article is simply entitled Guinness World Records to Produce Video Game Edition. Now, hold on to your horses, or your pants, or your significant other, whatever it is. You know, Guinness World Records, how they always, every year, bring out a book for world records. Not sure what exactly I could take it for example now. But they're making a video game edition, so I'm thinking a version of their book that just got all video game stuff in it. I'm kind of, I guess, excited in a way, even though I probably won't end up buying it. But having a book just on video games, I think there'd be a lot of good content they could fill out, you know. Besides the normal stuff of, you know, this game sold so many copies, or, you know, this game, it took this long to make, or whatever. But you want interesting stuff in games, like, you know, which female character has the biggest breast size, or, you know, who is the oldest video game character, or who still looks the same after so many years, you know, thanks to maybe plastic surgery or something like that. But, a video game edition of World Records, I don't know if you could say it was about time, but it just shows that video gaming has come a long way and is, I guess, considered greatly in terms of being part of our mainstream life, that it's finally getting its own version of the Guinness World Records. What do you have to say about this, Lee?
Well, number one, it's great. You know, it gives video games sort of more of a sense of legitimacy, but I have a few sort of issues, you know. Like, number one, there aren't too many people, you know, going around and filling themselves up into phone booths every day, you know, so, like, yeah, the number of people that can fit in a phone booth, that record isn't really going to change overnight. But it says in this article that they're going to have stuff like times and scores and all that kind of rubbish in there. That sort of thing can change very, very quickly. So, I mean, you know, if they run a print of this book and then it's out there and everyone's like, oh, yeah, okay, this guy, he did that. But then, I mean, that could be out of date in 5 hours. You know, I mean, rare, but possible. So I'm wondering how they're going to handle the updates. And the other thing, I've got there, fastest times. Now, the amount of time it takes to run 100 meters, say, it's standard. You know, you start at one end, you run like blazes, and then you get the other end, right? But, you know, like, how are they going to go with, like, the speed running thing? What is going to be considered legitimate? Is going to be using, like, the cheats or whatever legitimate? Who knows? You know, you still get through the game fast, but, you know, what is legitimate and what isn't? So I'm hoping that there's some clarification on this. But overall, it's good.
And Lee also just brought up a thought that I just came up with, is that, you know how there's a different, what is it? Is it the TV systems, or how, you know, there's the PAL versions and the NTSC versions of game consoles, and I think the NTSC has, was it 30 frames a second or something like that?
Yep.
And the PAL version is like 24 frames a second, so
25.
Something like that. So in essence, the NTSC version of games do run slightly faster than the PAL version, so I'm thinking, would they consider that somehow difference between the two games, or the the two same games but on different versions of PAL and NTSC?
Yeah.
We don't know, but you know, it'd be interesting to see what they include in this book. If it's serious with times, I think it might ruin it a bit personally, because I don't want to see, like, you know, open this book and see just a full table or spreadsheet or whatever of names and times and whatever. I just want to see interesting facts, as I said before, which female chick has the biggest breast size, you know, which console is probably cost if I can finally get the words out, cost the most to produce, and which is making a profit, and which gaming system sucks. And I'm sure those who are listening to us for the past few episodes know what system we're talking about, and which system we think is also good, and you know, also has helped to, I guess, mold the gaming system, I mean, the gaming society into what it has become today.
Yeah, not that we're biased or anything.
No. You know, if you're like those brands that we don't really like, you know, all the better to you. But anyway, enough of that. I think we'll move on to, was it personal news now?
Personal news.
Yeah, you. Personal news. Yeah, I'll start it off this time as usual. Well, let me just say I've done something that I haven't done for a very long time, and that is I pre-ordered a game.
Whoa.
So, you know, in anticipation of this game, I said, no, I gotta get this game no matter what happens, you know, when it comes out. So to ensure that I do get it into my hands as soon as possible, I actually pre-ordered it. And this game is Enemy Territory Quake Wars.
Yay!
Yay! I'm not sure how to react to it, because, okay, the last game I pre-ordered was, I think, Battlefield 2, and I was happy with that one. And the one before that, I think, was World of Warcraft, and I was happy with that, too. And I think before that was probably Tribes 2, so, you know, it goes way back. But unless I believe a game is going to be really good and probably one of the big names for the year, I won't pre-order it. But this goes to say that I do have a lot of, I guess, faith that Enemy Territory Quake Wars will be a big hit, which hopefully comes out in June, is the expected release date. Though, with ID Software and Activision, they have the famous quote of saying, it comes out when it's done. So, you know, I think another developer has been saying the same thing about Duke Nukem Forever. So, yep. But, yeah, we all know that taking forever to make. But, yeah, that's I pre-ordered it. And also, I guess one of the bonus I got from pre-ordering it was I was able to reserve my in-game name tag, which, surprise, 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 is Ammo. So,
no way! Ammo!
No, yeah, you know, I thought, yeah, why not go for that? So, with any luck, I guess if nothing else goes wrong, I'll be the only Ammo in the Quake Wars universe. So,
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, if you guys ever see Ammo in Quake Wars in the future, more than likely it'll be me, and everybody's probably going to be hunting me down. And speaking of hunting, as a great segue to the next next one, I recently purchased a game, which is Metroid Prime Hunters. Yes, Hunters, for the Nintendo DS. Yep, actually got this game off eBay, and thinking I would save a few bucks, actually I did. I saved about $3 from actually buying it from eBay instead of going down to the shop to buy for a brand new one. But I was happy with it because it was excellent condition when I got it. I think the person who bought it, it was from a female seller. I think they only played for a few hours because there wasn't much game records in the cartridge. But yeah, great game. Really difficult to get the control of because you're using your left hand to basically, you know, your movement keys on the cross pad, and the left shoulder button or the trigger is to fire the weapon. And in essence, your right hand will be using the stylus as a pointing device on the screen. So you can understand that after a while, especially if you're holding up the unit, the DS unit, your left hand will be doing all the work, and it also doesn't help that you're using your left index finger on the trigger all the time. So it can get a bit painful after a while if you're not used to it. But I have to say, it is a pretty interesting game. You know, the first one to actually be like the first FPS shooter on a handheld console, which actually you can aim properly instead of having to use the normal cross pad to, you know, aim. But yeah, it's a great game. I suggest those who were thinking about getting it do get it. So it's a great investment for the Nintendo DS.
I played it today. It's hard.
Oh, and yeah, I guess it's your first time you played it. I also played it online for the first time against someone. I totally dominated, as you would expect. But
Amobot lives again.
Yes, he does. But I don't know. That probably was the first time that other person was playing it too. So you know, I can't go around bragging too much. Well, enough news for me. I think I probably chewed up all the time so far. But and they'll be sick of me already. I'll pass on to Skloza for what he's been going on in his exciting life.
Well, for a change, I had uni.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, it's mind-blowing, isn't it? I mean, I got a high distinction on an assignment, which is pretty cool.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks, but, you know, there's more. So there's more assignments due, and there's my thesis to start working on. So, you know, there's all fun mm-hmm. and no games. But, so, yeah, I've basically been doing uni stuff. I've got a new headset, which if, you know, if I sound different, that's probably because of it. And, yeah, that's all good. The dog's good. My dog hurt his foot, but otherwise, we're going good.
Oh, what? How did he hurt his foot?
I don't know. He probably did something stupid. He always does something stupid. Probably ran on some glass or something.
Oh, okay, but, well, very interesting time I think you've had. A lot of uni stuff, I guess, but,
Hockey. That's right, hockey.
Okay. What about hockey?
Oh, I go to the local ice hockey league games here on Sunday nights.
Ooh, is it exciting?
It is.
And is it freezing cold?
Yes, it's going to be just like Canada.
Oh, so you're going to, acclimatize yourself to it?
Yes, for only 1.5 hours every Sunday night.
Oh, that's a start. or you could just walk into the fridge or something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't fit me in there. Plus, there's all that food, you know. So.
Ah, true. But that'll keep you warm, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Good off food.
Yeah, good off food. Oh, great stuff, I guess. So are you going to play in this hockey league, or are you just watching?
Oh, I watch.
Oh, is there big hits?
Oh, there's big hits. Oh, yeah, there's awesome hits. Last week, there was a bit of biffo, too, which is always good.
Oh, and who would have thought that Aussies would get really into ice hockey? Oh, well, if you watch Australian rules football, I think you understand. But for all those outside of Australia who have no idea what we're on about, we'll just say that if you get into a fight with an Australian who isn't drunk from Foster's beer or any other beer from Australia, he could probably give you a good whacking.
And if you can fight an Australian who drinks Foster's, we'd really like to hear about it.
Yeah, everybody's saying that around the world, everybody drinks Foster's, especially from Australia. But I don't know. I think everybody drinks more. What else? I don't know what else the Australians drink, because I'm not drinking myself, but not Foster's too much.
Yeah, I don't drink, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, so, yeah, it's the peculiarity. Anyway, what you do is if you find out some Australian inside the country who actually drinks Foster's, you email this person, okay? governor-general@gg.gov.au. He is the highest power of this country, and he would love to know. The whole country would love to know. So please, if you find an Australian drinks Foster's, let the Governor-General know.
The Governor-General is the highest power in this country, right?
Yep.
Well, what about the Prime Minister?
Nope. Governor-General can sack the PM.
Oh, yeah, that's it, because technically the Governor-General is the representation of the Queen in Australia.
That's right.
And the Queen, basically, since Australia is still part of the, I guess, the monarchy, whatever it is,
yep.
under Commonwealth rule, all this history stuff is finally coming back to me now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, technically, Australia is still under the British rule, whatever the Queen says goes. So take that, yeah, Prime Minister.
Yeah, so if you find an Australian drinking Foster's, you're essentially letting the Queen know, and she would love to know as well. Yes. So there you go.
Okay, well, that was kind of interesting, I guess. I think they brought people out with our personal news. I think we'll quickly move on to our episode topic.
Yeah, episode
and
topic.
And this one, well, I couldn't really think of one. I had another idea for a topic, but it was kind of lame, and Lee just, you know, out of his brilliant mind, brought this one out. And I let Lee say what the topic is.
Oh, swell. Okay. Well, the topic is how to know you're a gamer.
Yes, we thought that we would give some ideas or maybe some thoughts on what we believe, how you can classify yourself as a gamer in certain ways you live out your life or certain things you do. And I'm sure that if maybe one or two of these things do happen to you over time, you can probably classify yourself as a gamer. Now, have you got any thoughts on this yet, Lee, or do you want me to start it off?
Oh, you better start it off.
Okay, I'll start this off. First, I'll say that I would think you are a gamer, for example, if your friend's parents call you by your gaming name. And I'll take this example by saying hi to Squaza's mum. For some reason, she always calls me Emma whenever she sees me. I think that's probably because Squaza always calls me Emma no matter where I go. Yeah. Even when I go to his place, oh, hi, Emma. I'm going, yeah, hi. And then, you know, as soon as he sees his mum, oh, hi, Emma. I'm going, yeah, hi. Oh, wow, that's a bit of a shock. I don't think I've had anybody's parent call me Emma before. It's like, you know, that's just not the norm. But yes, if people that you don't know call you by your gaming name, it's either, you know, something very weird is going on, or maybe your gaming, side of you is more prevalent than your normal side, I guess.
Mm.
Thanks, Lee, for that. But
no problem.
Have you got one there?
Well, the same thing has happened to me. A friend of mine, his old man, he calls me Sclozza, or Scloz.
Mm-hmm.
My nickname actually gets shortened to a nickname, like a further nickname. It's insane.
Oh.
So that's, yeah, I know. It's awesome, isn't it? There's that. But I also have another one. You start to look at the world in games.
Oh, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you sit there. And, you know, people know I play SimCity. I love that game so much. I'd sit there. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm like, they should put that here. And I think, oh, hang on. You can't do that because, you know, we live in reality. So, you know, that's something. You know, that happens to me a bit. You know, it's a little more dangerous, you know, when you've just been playing Need for Speed or
GTA.
GTA, and you're sitting there in the bank or something. You're going, jeez, this line is moving slow. I know what would sort this problem. And then you think, wait, hang on, no, reality, society, can't go around killing people.
Damn it.
Or yeah, exactly. You're sitting there in traffic on the freeway and you're like, this is moving awfully slowly. If I push that NOS button on my, oh, wait, don't have one. Ah, and I drive a Camry wagon. Ah, so it doesn't do anything good. So, you know, that's mainly my thing, you know, where you sort of sit there and you're like, yep, reality. Oh, wait, I live in my own dream world. Oh, damn. So that's sort of about it for me.
Yes, I'm sure there's many of us maybe fall into that category. I, for one, I've done that myself, but I won't talk about my personal experiences. Another idea I think I've had, if you know you're a gamer, and this one would probably apply to PC gamers more than anyone else, is that when you're using your keyboard for everyday typing, such as, you know, chatting or, you know, email, your left hand on the keyboard always is on top of the WASD keys. So you think you're ready to game, but you're not actually gaming. You're trying to type out an email. And that's kind of a bit, I won't say sad, but frightening to do so, that your gaming aspect of you is overtaking your normal daily routine, such as email checking or chatting with friends or whatever you use the internet for. But, yeah, preparing yourself for gaming while you're not gaming, that's a bit gamer hardcore there, I think.
Well, I mean, it always happens. I mean, I'm reading right now the email he sent with this very episode plan. It's how ASD to know ASD. It's just everywhere. It's just WASD stuff is just always in there.
Thanks for pointing that out to everyone listening, Lee. I'm sure they all needed to know about that. But, yes, probably have to go and buy a shirt now that just says WASD on it.
That's a good idea.
If not, we can probably get one printed out and sell it.
Definitely.
Well, have you got any other ideas of how to know you are a gamer?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. And this one is when you start to basically not only look at the world in terms of games, you start to think in games.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, or sort of the related gaming subculture. My example for this is, of course, Pure Ownage. Fantastic game. It is awesome. Not game, sorry.
Oh, he's got stunned by himself. It's not a game, but he's thinking of gaming already.
There you go. That's how messed up it is. That guy, I did it again. That show is so good that, it just fits in. You know, like Jeremy, he's microing on the ATM. You sit there and you think, that's not a bad idea. You know, I could get through my day-to-day life a lot quicker if I did that. And then you're sitting there and people are watching you. They're like, well, what are you doing at the ATM? You're like, oh, I'm microing it up. What are you doing? What's wrong with you, idiot? So you start to think, not only that, then you start to think in terms of games. You're like, you're walking along in the shopping center. You're like, yeah, that guy, circle strafe him, no worries. Standing there at the deli section, like, yeah, do you know how to get more service around here? Bit of splash damage from a rocket. That's what it'd do it. you're walking through the car park, you know, you get in your car, you know, you drive off and you see someone cut you off and you go, yeah, if I had a rail gun, this problem wouldn't exist. And then you start sitting there and you go, yeah, it's a shame I don't live in a game because then, you know, all this stuff could happen. But, you know, I live in society and I can't do that.
That's, I guess, another thought there. I guess a final one I've got is that not only when you think gaming or you live gaming, but you start dreaming gaming as well. I've been guilty of this one too. I guess in a way when I wake up, I realize I've had a dream of being inside a game literally, and you named a game that I've played and I probably dreamed of myself being in it. I guess one of the latest ones would probably be something like one of the Battlefield games or maybe Rainbow Six Vegas, something along with the first-person shooter. As you all know, that's all basically I play, first-person shooters. So you end up dreaming of actually being inside the game. I guess it's, I wouldn't say sad, but I guess a retrospect showing that how much you live for gaming. I guess on one hand, it would be better than dreaming that I was, you know, naked in front of a whole public audience or one of those sex dreams. But then again, that's another story and probably something I should tell a psychiatrist. But you got any last ideas on this, Lee, or not?
Yeah, best gaming dreams when I'm on an island that has beach volleyball.
Oh, let me guess, you're talking about DOA Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, so you're going to think that you are, what's the guy's name, Zach or something, that's in charge of the island?
Yeah, I mean, I'd take those dreams over the rubbish dreams I get any day. You know, that dream would be so much better.
Okay, and I don't know how that would play out. And never end the game of volleyball, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's strictly about the volleyball, yes.
Yes, nothing else, right? Just volleyball, right?
Of course.
Okay, so Lee and his dreaming of volleyball on an island with the girls from DOA. Yes, very...
Oh, I had noticed those people.
No, you haven't. Oh, well, I think you'll probably end up noticing them soon enough. Okay, we'll leave the episode topic there. I'm sure you all finally know what it is to be a gamer. So if someone keeps calling you by your gaming tag, or even their parents call you by your gaming tag, or you end up thinking gaming all the time, I think it's safe to say that you are a gamer no matter what you do.
And don't try and hide it. Wear it on your sleeve. Being a gamer, we're part of a proud fraternity here.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a gamer. So, you know, I think on that note, we'll move on to the next topic. And as you all know, the next topic for the episode is, what are we playing? I meant to say segment. Sorry about that. What are we playing? Well, Lee, what have you been playing? And has it changed over the last few fortnights?
Yes, it has.
Okay, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing InstallConf, obviously. Now, one good thing about InstallConf is, at the moment, I've got about a month's worth of army training at the moment.
Ooh.
Yeah, so what I basically do, you know, I order whatever, like 1,500, you know, guys, and then it just does it. But it takes like 25 days to do it. So I check in once a day to see if anyone's attacking me, and that's it. It's awesome. I don't have to really do anything to keep it going. You know, it doesn't take too much time. But, you know, in terms of playing games, it really, you know, like, it's like 5 minutes, 2 minutes a day, and that kind of sucks. Anyway, I was watching X-Play on TV, and I saw this game, and it said, if you like over-the-top, campy violence with lots and lots of gore, then God of War is the game for you. And I said, yep, that's it. That's I love that kind of stuff. It's fantastic. I just, yep, got to have it. Anyway, I saw it. Yeah, thought, oh, yeah, get it later. Didn't get it. Went for a while. Then went in to get my headset, and they had a $250 deal. And right there sitting next to the headset was God of War. Bang. That's my game. I've been playing it for the last couple of days. Fantastic. You get to stab this Minotaur in the face with a sword. It's fantastic. It's just a great game. It's just, you get to bang this Hydra in and then slam its eyeballs through this jagged state. It's just, it's swell. That's what I'm going to say about this game. It's swell.
Okay, for those that don't know out there, and for myself personally, what's the storyline of God of War? Who do you play in God of War?
Okay, you play this guy called Kratos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who wears face paint, and I think I haven't read the manual because it's just so awesome, and I don't really pay too much attention to the story because I haven't got time. But I think he's a Spartan, so and he seems to have that same level of psycho as that guy in that movie 300.
Ooh,
yeah, he's a nut. So basically, what you got to do is you're I don't know if you're disgraced or something, but anyway, you're trying to destroy something.
Ooh,
this really isn't helping, is it? I think you're trying to destroy. Well, at the moment, I'm trying to destroy Athena, I think, and it's pretty awesome because I'm destroying stuff, and I think what I'm trying to do is probably save the world. Although I have read that Kratos is an anti-hero, which is cool. So maybe there isn't. Maybe you don't save the world. Maybe you just kill a bunch of people and burn some stuff and stab things in the face and just laugh. But I don't know. It's a good game. I love it.
Okay, so it sounds like you just keep going around destroying stuff.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Okay. Anything else you've been playing?
No.
No. Oh, well, I guess God of War has been taking up all your time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Myself, personally, let's see. What have I been playing? Well, I've had this game for a while, and I didn't finish it the first time I had it, so I said, hey, why not chuck it in again, you know, and finish it just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
I've played Tron 2.0, and Ooh. For those that think, hey, wait a minute, wasn't Tron a movie back all those years ago with some famous actor, you know, though he got, you know, I guess you could say digitized into a computer and had to fight some programs, you know, in human form. Well, yes, it's kind of based on that storyline, but it's more like the next generation. So it's like his son, I believe, is the one that got digitized into a computer system and has to go around, you know, fighting against programs and doing those light cycle races or something like that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's awesome. The light cycle races, for those who don't know, it's basically, it's like in a game of Snake, but with other people against you. So, you know, the object is to cause them to crash either into your trail or into walls or into themselves. So that's a good part of the game which I enjoyed. So it's got an okay storyline, even though everything's all computer talk, so for geeks like us, we'd understand it. For people that don't know what computer is or the internals of a computer, such as RAM or memory or whatever, might have a bit of trouble following it, but it's a good game. It's made by the same people that made No One Lives Forever. The other,
oh, that was good. That was good.
That was a good game. I think it uses the engine from the second No One Lives Forever, the second game of that one. Mm-hmm. So you know, it looks good. It's quite an old game, a few years old. I think maybe 4 years or something like that. But
it's
so
a couple, yeah.
So it would run really well in anybody's machine these days, unlike some other new games you're playing. Oh, I can't play this when I'm watching basically a slideshow. But Tron 2.0, interesting game. If you can get your hands on it, or even a demo, I think there was a demo, I'm not sure, take a look. Other games I'm playing, in preparation for Enemy Territory Quake Wars, I said, why not try Quake 4? Once again, it's one of those games that I didn't finish the first time because I think I was a bit bored of it, or I probably just, you know, had something else to play at that time. But I thought, you know, since Quake 4 technically is, well, not, I won't say the prequel because not, Quake 2 is kind of the sequel, or not sequel, but Okay, here's what I'm trying to say. The events that happen in enemy territory, Quake Wars, predates what happens in Quake 2, and therefore also predates what happens in Quake 4. And for those who think what happened to Quake 3 has no relation, because Quake 3 was just made as a multiplayer game. And Quake 4, well, interesting game. You go against the Strog, you know, the Strog are the aliens who are attacking Earth. One of those games similar to Doom. Not that everything's dark, because there's a bit of light. You can have a torch on a weapon. It's just that it's all mostly closed indoor spaces that you're going through and corridors, and no monsters really. It's all the aliens that just jump out at you. But it's a good game to play. And also, I wanted to test out how Quake 4 runs on my machine, because at the moment, the buzz around in I guess the Quake universe is that Enemy Territory Quake Wars uses a modified engine of Quake 4 and Doom 3 engine. So I'm just saying, you know, how well that runs on my machine.
How well does it run?
Well, I put everything mostly on, I think it's on low or maybe medium, not sure, I can't even remember. But yeah, it runs pretty smoothly. You know, my machine is in of a need of an upgrade, but more than likely probably needs a new computer. Yeah, it runs pretty well for a game that's trying to, you know, suck the most out of it. And finally, if I'm boring you all, sorry about this, but the final game I've been playing, as I've mentioned earlier, is Metroid Prime Hunters on my Nintendo DS. I've had it for, I think, 4 days, and I'm about, I can't, maybe 25% through, and, you know, that's probably because I've been playing for quite a bit every now and then. And of course, got to take breaks now and then, because it does hurt after playing it for a while. The left hand always in a weird position and holding the unit up most of the time. But yeah, one of those games I would recommend those to maybe just give it a try first. Maybe, you know, try and borrow it off a friend who's got it and see if you like it. Give it a shot. It's got Wi-Fi capability, so if you're on the Nintendo Wi-Fi network, you can play against other people, which is awesome.
Yes.
I think that's it for what we're playing, unless you want to add anything to that, Lee.
Oh, I wish I could, but I can't.
Oh, too much uni stuff, is it?
Too much uni stuff.
And too much God of War, apparently.
And too much God of War.
Oh, yeah, one thing I wanted to ask before, God of War. I think there was a rumor or something going around that in God of War, your character has two naked females in his bed or something like that.
Yes, that is true.
That's true. So, your character is so manly that he needs two women to satisfy, right?
No, I don't think that'd even satisfy Kratos. He is a man's man. You remember GTA San Andreas and the whole hot coffee garbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has that in this, but it's like you enter the mini game and then you look at a lamp on the side.
So what does the lamp start bouncing around or something?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know it's moving because of all the bodily vibrations going on the bed next to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, so it's a mini game. Like what? You got to press the buttons in time or something.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, so it's
pretty stupid, actually.
I guess, but in the end, you do know what's going on there. So.
Well, unless you're an idiot.
Yeah, unless you're an idiot, but. You know, I guess back then, all those, what is it, Greek chicks are kind of hot, so, you know. Well, there you go, I think it was Greek, right? Yeah, something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, Greek chicks, yeah. Especially if you guys have seen the movie 300, you understand what I'm talking about. Because I watched that movie, and let me tell you, everybody in that movie is, if they're a guy, they're totally buffed out. You know, got six-pack and everything, and they all, you know, muscles bulging everywhere.
And psycho.
And, but if you're a chick, you're every chick in that movie is damn hot. I'm telling you. So I'm thinking, man, why wasn't I born in that time, you know? I'm not saying that I'm not buffed out like all those guys are, you know. Probably instead of a six-pack, I've got a keg. But, you know, I wouldn't mind being around all those hot ladies there.
But the other good thing, though,
yeah,
is Leonidas...
The king, wasn't it? Or something
like
that? Yeah.
At the slightest thing, he could just go nuts, you know?
Ooh.
Like, if that was in today's times, you know, he'd phone up Telstra And, you know, dad go, oh, sorry, you're on hold. And they're like, what is this about? And then they're like, oh, you're on hold. And he'd go, like, for Sparta! And then he'd run over to Melbourne and just start killing people. Because that's just the way he is. You know, that's just the way he's allowed to be. Because he just goes, for Sparta! And he just starts killing people.
I don't think we'll get too far in today's society, but that'll be a sight to see, especially in today's times. But, yeah, you know, I guess we've been off track here, but we're just saying, you know, God of War, I guess Lee says is a top-notch game.
Oh, yeah.
Recommends it to anyone who can get their hands. And is there a sequel out already for it or something like that?
Believe there is.
Oh, so you're going to get your hands on that too?
Yep.
Oh, so, you know, get the first game, people, and I guess get the second game because it would probably be just as good or maybe even better than the first game itself.
Definitely.
And also go see the movie 300 if you're at the appropriate age, because I bet you it's probably one of the best movies of the year. And on a personal note, I would have to say, because it's in a Greek setting, and I would compare it in a way to Gladiator because of fighting. Honestly, the fighting in 300 is a whole lot better than what was in Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
Gladiator had a tiny bit of fighting, you know. Maximus taking on the king or whatever was happening at the end. This one, it's 300. The name says, you know, 300 of the warriors take on, was it, a million enemies or something like that?
Oh, yeah. There was a body count.
There was a body count. And let me tell you, all that fighting was absolutely awesome. The way they showed the choreography of the scenes, of the fight scenes, is totally top-notch.
Yep. Go see it.
Yeah, go see it. I think we'll move on to the next part before we turn this Video Gaming is Good podcast into Movies is Good podcast. So
into 300 is Good.
Oh, yeah. we'll do that next time, next week or something like that. Oh, I don't know, whatever. The next segment of the show, as you all know, and I'm sure grown to love, you know, everybody comes up to us and say, you know that website you mentioned in the previous episode? I went to that one. It's a darn good website. Why didn't I think of it going to it before?
Exactly.
So, you know, we thought, we'll try and find another website that is interesting for you guys out there, because we do know that not everyone knows of the really good websites for information or for other things. You know, not everybody would know everything, I guess, but still we'll try and point you in the right direction of certain places that we think is good. And for one of those websites we believe is worthy of being called website of the show is GameTrailers.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a big description here of what it's about, but instead of me reading it, because I just can't be bothered, I'll just basically say a few words about it. If you want to find out any gameplay movies or game trailers, hence the name, any type of such videos of certain games that are coming out, or maybe old games, or gaming conventions that they've had recently, go to GamingTrailers.com. They have heaps of videos that get updated every week, working day, basically. And, you know, if there's a game coming out, more than likely they would have a video of that game in action, you know, such as maybe from a convention that they had where the game was being showed off, such as they did when E3 was in the works. Or maybe the new CES convention. Well, not new CES, but the CES convention they have. But if you want to find a movie on a game to see what it looks like, I recommend going there. What do you think of game trailers, Lee?
The first thing I can actually positively say that I know something can come from game trailers was that stuff we're watching this afternoon.
Oh, the stuff by the Screw Attack people. That's another website we'll talk about maybe next episode or something like that. But, you know, game trailers.
Was that a different one?
No, it's from. They combine the efforts to do those things, right? But Screw Attack have got their own website. And, you know, we'll mention them now anyway. But, you know, just to. I guess we'll talk about Screw Attack. Screw Attack, they make their own, you could say, lists or funny stuff they want to add. For gaming, you know, they made like a top 10 list of games with the word super in them, and surprise, surprise, the top game that came out was Super Metroid for the Super Nintendo. It's just super, thanks for asking.
Yeah, very super.
Yes, super indeed. And I think they had one about the top 10 boobies in games. You know, I think I've just got boobies on my mind right now.
Yes,
and
it would appear that way.
Yes, it would too. You know, damn, you know, God of War, volleyball, damn you. But anyway, game trailers, they have heaps of, what is it, movies of games. What else? Best thing I like about it is that they have different video formats. So, you know, if you're either into the Windows Media format, or I think that's an MP4, there's even the QuickTime Move file if you wish to get that. They also got a high definition versions of most of the videos they have. So if you are lucky enough to be on super fast speed broadband and heaps of download quota, and you want to see maybe like a few minute video, a few minutes of video that's worthy of like 100 megabytes at insane resolutions, I think it's like I think 1280 or something like that, and a huge resolution, you can go ahead and download it. All this is free. Yeah, you can register if you want, just to, you know, I guess be part of the forums or information or whatever, or you want to submit fan made movies. But GameTrailers.com has, I guess you could say, all the movies you want to see about upcoming games or old games as well. So you want, if you want to see what an old game looks like before you and think about buying it, you can go there. Just be prepared to use a lot of your download quota on it, because I think we've all done that.
There you go.
There you go.
Why wouldn't you want to go there?
Yes, you know, it's like I go there and say, hey, I want to see what Anime Territory Craig Wars looks like. I said, hey, I'll go there and I'll see what they got. They got some old videos back then, you know, and you can probably see a bit of difference in the gameplay and graphics. But, yeah, a great place to go to see what a game looks like. Heaps of information about games in terms of videos, and it's all free.
Perfect. We love free.
Yes, every gamer out there, if you're a true gamer, we should have added this in into the list, but we added it now. If you're a true gamer, you like things being free. So, you know, the movies or game trailer movies that they got there, if it's free, you like it, you want it. The demos they got there, game, is all free, of course. So, you know, awesome. So anything that's free, if you're a gamer, you grab it. Even if it's something you won't use, you know, such as, I don't know, what's out there free that you won't use. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of one right now. You put me on the spot. I just can't think of it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But it's free. That's what matters.
Yeah, if it's free, you know, and you don't need it, hell, why not just grab it because it's free?
That's right. There you go.
Yes. Didn't they release like all those books or novels for free? But like some, I don't know what it was, like all those like heaps of books all at once by this, I can't remember, there's some company or something like that released free novels on the internet. I'm sure some people out there would understand or even recognize what I'm blabbing on about, but the books out there were free and you can probably grab it. So if you're a gamer, anything that's free, go grab it now.
Yep, free books, free everything, just go get it.
Yes, go get it. And I think on that note, from this free podcast,
it's free, go get it.
Yes, and you probably already have got it if you're listening to it. Anyway, you can get all our old previous episodes at our website, which is videogamingisgood.podomatic.com. You can go there to leave comments. I don't think we've had comments for a while. I think the problem was that there was a problem with the database server or something like that, preventing people from submitting comments. I'll see if that fixes. Is that fixed up soon? I think it is. We'll check it out afterwards. So leave comments. You can see what we look like. We're really ugly. So, you know, be prepared to be turned into stone.
Yeah.
And then, what else there, Lee? I'm probably forgetting something.
Oh, well, you know, there's a background and, you know, previous episodes. If this is your first time, you go listen to the rest of them.
If this is your first time, thank you for joining us. You might have noticed if there's a problem in audio quality is that we are trying some things new. So, you know, we apologize for that. But as you know, this is free. We are not pros. We are noobs. So, you know, please bear with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to think what else is there to talk about.
Don't know, man. I think that's about it.
We could go on about that 300 movie again, but that'd probably just ruin it for people, you know.
That's right.
If you like a lot of blood, watch it. that, you know, that's probably just good to say. You know, if you want to see a lot of blood, watch it. If you want to see a lot of men with bulging muscles, that's pretty scary, but you can well watch it too.
Yep, if you just want to see it, you should see it.
Yes, it's a great movie, and I recommend that, you know, anybody who really, what am I trying to say here? I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think I just...
I think you're filling in.
Yes, I just lost my mind, you know. I probably got too much boobs on my mind. And then I think on that bombshell, we will probably end the show right here before we get sued by someone. So this is, what is it? It's been episode 20. Thanks for joining us. I am Darren, a.k.a. M.O., and...
I'm Lee, a.k.a. Squazza.
Yes. That's both of us. Thanks for joining us for this episode. We hope to see you. Well, we won't see you, but we hope you join us for the next episode. And thanks for joining us. We'll catch you again next time.
Yes.